Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Naresh Mago with World News. The headlines. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet on August 15 in Alaska to discuss the Russia-Ukraine conflict. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance says Washington has no plans to recognize a Palestinian state. Azerbaijan and Armenia sign agreement to end their decades-old conflict. Human Rights Council of Pakistan strongly condemns shutdown of internet and mobile services across Balochistan. And 10 Indian boxers, including 7 women, to vie for gold in under-19 Asian Championships in Bangkok after booking their berth in final. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet on August 15 in Alaska to discuss the Russia-Ukraine conflict. This was disclosed by Trump in a social media post on Truth Social last night. Trump has not met Putin in person since returning to the White House in January. Putin's trip to Alaska will be his first to the U.S. in a decade. The last time the Russian leader was in the U.S. was for a meeting with President Barack Obama at UN General Assembly in New York in September 2015. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said that Washington has no plans to recognize a Palestinian state, highlighting a key difference with Britain as the two allies discussed the crisis in Gaza. Speaking in Kent, England, Vance questioned the practicality of the recognition given the lack of a functional government there. The vice president said the U.S. administration wanted to see Hamas eradicated so that Israeli civilians were not attacked again, but also to solve the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev and Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan have signed an agreement aimed at ending decades of conflict as they were hosted by U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House. Trump said the agreement will reopen some key transport routes between the countries and increase U.S. influence in the region. He said Armenia and Azerbaijan have promised to stop all fighting forever, as well as open up travel, business and diplomatic relations. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has signed an environmental bill into law, but vetoed 63 of its 398 provisions, preserving key environmental protections. Meanwhile, critics said that the legislation threatened to weaken Brazil's licensing system and derail deforestation targets. Environmentalists had urged a full veto, but many welcomed Lula's partial intervention. Environment Minister Marina Silva said the revised law keeps Brazil's zero deforestation and CO2 reduction goals on track. Still, with Congress controlled by the opposition, the vetoes face potential reversal, prompting calls for public mobilization to defend Brazil's environmental safeguards. Indian Railway has achieved a new milestone by successfully conducting a trial run of Asia's longest freight train, Rudrastra. The trial run was conducted from the Ganj Khwaja railway station in Chandauli, Uttar Pradesh, to Garhwa in Jharkhand, covering a distance of 209 kilometers in 5 hours 10 minutes at an average speed of 40.5 kilometers per hour. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has shared a video of the trial run. Divisional Railway Manager Uday Singh Meena said that the 4.5-kilometer-long freight train will now be sent from Pandit Deendayal Upadhyaya Division of East Central Railway to the Dhanbad Division for quick loading and transportation of goods. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Human Rights Council of Pakistan has strongly condemned the shutdown of internet and mobile services across Balochistan, calling it a blatant violation of basic rights. The blackout imposed on August 6 affects millions, cutting off access to communication, education, health and employment. The council warned that such collective punishment undermines public trust in democracy. Quoting global rights bodies, it emphasized internet access as a fundamental right. The council demanded immediate restoration of services and urged Pakistan's judiciary to uphold equal rights for Balochistan citizens. Germany has suspended all military exports to Israel that could be used in Gaza after Israel's security cabinet approved a plan to take over Gaza City. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz announced the decision yesterday. Under these circumstances, the German government will not authorize any exports of military equipment that could be used in the Gaza Strip until further notice. A day earlier, Netanyahu had declared that Israeli forces were aiming to take full military control of the entire Gaza Strip, the largest city in the besieged Palestinian territory, despite mounting international condemnation over Israel's war, which has killed tens of thousands of people and caused a starvation crisis. At least 10 people have been killed and 33 others are missing after a flash flood struck Yuzhong County in Gansu province of China following heavy rains from August 7. State media reported that the floods, worsened by power and telecom outages, stranded over 4,000 people in Xinlong mountain villages. Meanwhile, heavy rains also triggered landslides in Guangdong province. Natural disasters are common during China's summer months, with July floods in Beijing killing 44. Portugal's President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa vetoed the amended foreigners' law, returning it to Parliament shortly after the Constitutional Court struck down several of its provisions as unconstitutional, the presidential website announced. The court had ruled that measures restricting access to family reunification and limiting appeals to the administrative court against decisions of the Agency for Integration, Migration and Asylum violated constitutional protections. The legislative process and amendments have been highly controversial. The president repeatedly voiced concerns during the drafting stage, criticizing the process as rushed, and referred the bill to the Constitutional Court for preventive review. Four astronauts from NASA's Crew 10 mission departed the International Space Station yesterday aboard a SpaceX Dragon capsule, starting an 18-hour journey back to Earth. Americans Anne McLean and Nicole Ayers, Japan's Takuya Onishi, and Russia's Kirill Peskov are expected to splash down in the Pacific Ocean off California at 3:33 p.m. UTC today. Over 146 days, the crew completed more than 200 critical experiments on microgravity's effects on plant growth and cell behavior. Crew 10 launched in March, replacing Crew 9. Astronaut Jim Lovell, the commander of Apollo 13 moon mission, who guided the Apollo 13 safely back to Earth in 1970, died on Thursday in Lake Forest, Illinois, U.S. He was 97. NASA said in a statement that he had turned a potential tragedy into a success after an attempt to land on the moon was aborted because of an explosion on board the spacecraft while it was hundreds of thousands of miles from Earth. In Under-19 Asian Boxing Championships, 10 Indian boxers, including 7 women, will be vying for gold in Bangkok after registering convincing victories in their respective semi-final bouts yesterday. Women boxers Nisha, Muskan, Vinny, Aarti Kumari and Prachi Tokas, along with Mossam Suhag, Rahul Kundu and Hemant Sangban in the men's event have reached the final. Kritika has a direct entry in the final. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet on August 15 in Alaska to discuss the Russia-Ukraine conflict. US Vice President J.D. Vance says Washington has no plans to recognize a Palestinian state. Azerbaijan and Armenia sign agreement to end their decades-old conflict. Human Rights Council of Pakistan strongly condemns shutdown of internet and mobile services across Balochistan. And 10 Indian boxers, including 7 women, to vie for gold in Under-19 Asian Championships in Bangkok after booking their berth in final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.